We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold, or when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about, including your phone calls. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's the number to record a question, and we'll go to some of those recorded calls a little later this hour. There's a new phenomenon that I've encountered in my office is that patients are coming in and they're saying that when they went to their regular doctors, their primary care physicians, that their doctors have told them to get off turmeric supplements, to stop using curcumin, and also to stop using supplements of green tea. And this is the result of a new study, and I put that word in Dr. Evil quotation marks, which is in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. And it's generating a lot of publicity. You know, it's also it's going out to medical doctors, and they're getting it wrong about a series of useful supplements. The headlines include this on the Today Show: five surprising herbs that can damage your liver. Other headlines: 15 million Americans risk danger with herbs. Another headline: botanicals like turmeric and green tea are harming Americans' lives. And this is based on an article in JAMA, which is entitled "Estimated Exposure to Six Potentially Hepatotoxic Botanicals in U.S. Adults." So let's actually parse that sentence. Estimated exposure. Okay, so exposure doesn't mean that people are dropping like flies. It means that people are taking these things, okay? And estimated means we don't really know, but we're going to do some modeling and we'll do an estimate. So in the survey, and they did a survey, it's called the NHANES study, they claim that 4.7% of U.S. adults say that at one time or another, they took one of five or six potentially hepatotoxic botanicals. And that's, we've got to parse that word as well. Potentially hepatotoxic. Potentially. And so it doesn't mean there's any inevitability to the toxicity. It means potentially. So the herbs that have this potential toxicity, they say, are turmeric. That was the most frequently reported. A lot of people taking turmeric. Why? Turmeric is kind of like a Swiss Army knife herb, right? Because it's anti-inflammatory. It may be good for cognition. It may have anti-cancer effects. I personally take turmeric. The vast majority of my patients take turmeric, and without any consequence. I haven't seen any problems whatsoever. And literally, among hundreds of patients, perhaps thousands over my professional career, not a single patient has come to harm taking turmeric. Much less liver problems. followed in order by green tea, ashwagandha, Garcinia cambogia. Nobody uses that anymore. That's kind of an old-fashioned weight loss thing. That's very 1990s. It was promoted as a weight loss pill. Red yeast rice. Well, okay, you know, red yeast rice is a statin. In effect, it's a kind of a weak statin. It's a botanical statin. But the way that they discovered the original statin drug, which was called lovastatin or Mevacor, was because its active constituent was isolated from red yeast rice, which is what it's the reason that Peking duck or Beijing duck, we call it Peking duck in, you know, Chinatown, it's red. And the reason is it's they use this spice or this herb, and it's red yeast rice. And from that, they isolated statins, and statins can cause liver problems. But to a much lesser degree with the very weak statin effect of red yeast rice. But it can happen, as well as black cohosh. Black cohosh is often used in the treatment of menopausal symptoms. So, all right. They say that botanical product users were significantly older, more educated, and more likely to have arthritis compared with non-users. Okay, well, yeah, you know, that's, you know, they're not ignorant peasants. They're actually people who are very well-informed, medically sophisticated, and they include listeners to Intelligent Medicine. So what they found here is that there are incidents of liver problems in people who take these supplements. And I'll address some of those. But the issue with this is there's not enough information on who gets these problems. And usually when people get liver problems, it is a concatenation of events that cause the liver problems. It's rarely just one herb. It often in people who have a pre-existing liver problems. They may have drinking problems. They may have genetic issues that predispose them to poor handling of certain herbs or medications. It's unclear from this that this is a threat to the general population. The other problem with this is that we're not sure what they were taking. I mean, they report that they're taking this or that or the other thing, but it's not clear about the quality of the herbs they're taking, because there's actually, unfortunately, a vast disparity in the quality of products that are out there. And so if you get your turmeric from a gas station, you know, it's like, or a Stop and Shop, maybe that's not such a great source of turmeric. Or maybe you're taking some sort of athletic thing that is laced with certain medications. I mean, it happens. There actually are many cases where there's added testosterone, there's added steroids, there's added anti-inflammatory drugs. These are adulterated supplements. There are also cases where supplements may have contaminants. And so in the patients who take the branded supplements that I prescribe from legitimate manufacturers, we're not seeing this a lot. But let's look at some specific instances. There is a thing with curcumin where you can amp up the effect of curcumin by combining it with black pepper. And they actually looked at this, and they found that when you add black pepper to curcumin, you can actually increase its bioavailability. That's actually a problem with curcumin, because you want more bioavailability. It's not that well absorbed. It doesn't get into the circulation. Adding black pepper, piper longum is the herbal name for black pepper, seems to increase its bioavailability up to 20-fold. And they actually found that a surprising number of these rare cases where curcumin caused liver problems were linked to curcumin that was combined with black pepper. So I'm going to, you know, put it out there that, you know, take curcumin, you know, get regular blood tests, make sure that you're not having liver problems. There are a million reasons for liver problems other than herbs, usually more related to medications. So many people take statin drugs, which routinely cause liver problems. So many people take other drugs that cause liver problems. Could it be the herb or the medication you're taking or a combination thereof? It's not clear in these cases. The other situation is with EGCG, or green tea, supplement that I take. And EGCG is interesting because it actually has been shown to be helpful for fatty liver. But in some cases, and this it may be genetic for this reason, that some people may actually experience liver toxicity from high-dose EGCG. So you got to, you know, when you're putting somebody on EGCG for cancer, high dose or something like that for one reason or another, maybe get some liver function tests. Maybe just make sure that, you know, you have a baseline, the tests are normal, and that they don't spike when you're taking these. But unfortunately, the way that doctors are interpreting this, they're saying to patients, oh, you take this? Oh, don't take it, because I just read in my medical journal and I read in my medical, you know, online dispatch on MedPage that these are toxic, so don't take them. There's so many beneficial effects of these herbs that they should not be discarded because of a few documented cases of toxicity, very, very rare, especially compared with the track record of conventional drugs. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There's an opportunity for you to pose questions by calling 877-726-8255. So whatever comes up for you, whether it's something you've experienced in the realm of high-tech medicine or the use of natural supplements, or you know, you want to ask about this or that or the latest thing, call 877-726-8255 and leave a question like this individual did.
Let's hear. Yes, hi. I had a question regarding cataracts and lunasterol. I was diagnosed with pre-cataracts and my vision is foggy. However, the optometrist told me that lunasterol would clear it up, but the AMA doesn't want it here in the United States for some reason. Thank you.
Okay. This is an interesting topic. So, you know, first of all, you know, what are cataracts? Well, there's different parts to the eye. There's the retina, which is like the screen on which images are projected, and there are cells there that are photoreceptors that can then signal the brain as to patterns and colors. That's the back of the eye. In the front of the eye, there's what's called the lens. And the lens is like, you know, when people wear glasses, it actually is a transparent membrane that can stretch and allows light to pass through. And it helps you to focus, you know, near vision, far vision, you know, just like in a camera, you have to change the setting for near vision or far vision. So the problem with the lens is very clear when you're born, but as a result of oxidative damage from free radicals. Sunlight generates free radicals, so it's a good idea to wear sunglasses, UV blockers. But also, you know, you internally you generate free radicals, you know, from things like smoking, from dietary toxins, or from lack of antioxidants, which combat free radicals. And this is an age-related thing. You know, simply aging causes the lens to opacify. And it is likened to, you know, when you take, you know, you're making eggs in a frying pan, you know, and you break the egg and the yolk is yellow and white is clear. But through an accelerated process of oxidation, the clear egg white becomes opaque. And so there ain't nothing on God's earth that's going to reverse that process. I mean, I challenge you to figure something out that's going to turn your fried egg back into, you know, a clear white. And the same thing happens with the lens of the eye, is that it is hard to reverse the cross-linking of the collagen that results in the opacification of the lens. But it was actually thought, and based on some studies in the early, sort of around 2015, and I read the studies with interest, but I didn't report on this because I read about things and I go, will this stand the test of time? There was a suggestion that certain oxysterols, such as something called lanosterol and 25-hydroxycholesterol, can restore vision. And this gets a little technical. They can bind to the crystalline protein that can dissolve or disaggregate the opacity in the eye. So it kind of acts as a, like it reverses the opacification. And so, okay, this seemed promising in preclinical models. And the final word on this came in a study that was in 2019. And they did this study in rats, and I'm reading about it in Nature, which is kind of one of the preeminent medical journals around. And what they found is that both oxysterols, they tried lanosterol and they tried the 25-hydroxycholesterol, failed to reach the threshold binding scores for good predictive binding to these crystallines that caused the crystallization and causes your lens to opacify. And so all three studies failed to provide evidence that either have anti-cataract effect or bind the lens protein to dissolve cataracts. So I think that's got to be like kind of shutting the coffin lid on the hypothesis that we can use this or that or the other type of drops in the eye. And, you know, optometrists, fine. You know, maybe the optometrist is like holistic or progressive and has heard about this. But I don't think that this really, stands up to scrutiny. And the study really bears that out, that it's not really working. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder, if you want to email us questions, you can send it to questions@drhoffman.net. That's the destination for questions that'll go on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, which is a popular podcast where it's another avenue for you to post questions that I'll answer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Let's take one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
Does using melatonin as a sleep aid have any effect on tinnitus?
Okay. Well, so they're interesting questions because, you know, melatonin can help aid sleep. It's not a surefire thing, but it works pretty well for many people. Unfortunately, some people don't get any response from melatonin and they need other things to help them to sleep. But so because this is a recorded question, I had an opportunity to look it up because I don't know the answer on the top of my head. And my experience is that many other types of problems get better when people take melatonin. For example, I know there are some studies that suggest that nighttime awakening, you know, like getting up to go to the bathroom, the frequency of that is reduced by melatonin use, not because it works directly on the bladder, but because it deepens sleep, and the deeper you sleep, the less you're attuned to a full bladder. And so you may go from three nighttime awakenings, you know, to, you know, it's not uncommon in men in their 70s and 80s to, you know, just one or two because of the use of melatonin. Well, I looked at the relationship to tinnitus, and it's interesting. There was a trial, and it's an old trial. And what that means is that if research hasn't been replicated a lot, it means that something's going on, but it isn't a very robust effect. Because if indeed this was a very, very strong correlation, there would be multiple studies and, you know, it would become adopted doctrine that melatonin can be helpful for tinnitus. But there is a study, and it seems like a pretty good study. It was a double-blind, randomized crossover clinical trial where adults with tinnitus received either 3 milligrams of melatonin or a placebo nightly for 30 days. And there was a crossover test, so then they stopped doing it. You know, so the group that wasn't taking it started taking it, and the group that was taking it started taking it. Okay. So, good quality study. 61 subjects completed the study. There was a significantly greater decrease in tinnitus scores after treatment with melatonin. So, it's worth a try. And I think that the effect is real, but maybe slight. And here's the other thing. Big placebo effects with taking anything for tinnitus. And so, but hey, use that placebo effect. Because if you're taking, you know, ginkgo, for example, in some studies shows that ginkgo is helpful for tinnitus, that there's a strong placebo effect. But if you're taking something and you believe that it helps, more power to you. Because there's nothing wrong with a placebo effect that helps to relieve an annoying symptom. 877-726-8255 is our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements that I take and recommend are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line and my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. I just discussed them in a recent podcast with Neil Levin from Protocol for Life Balance. And he gave a very excellent rundown of some of the strategies that you can use to address common GI complaints. These supplements handle tough digestive problems and also help you consume larger, more complex meals. With GIA Guard, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil GI. This is a premium collection that may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances. You can also maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. And, you know, moreover, they're a privately owned company. They're very ethical. And their price point is really great. Sometimes, you know, do some comparison shopping. Protocol for Life Balance offers some great values. 877-726-8255 is our number. And there's a lot of concern about coming up with a way to predict cancer in a way similar to the way that we predict osteoporosis with screening tests and the way we predict cardiovascular disease with all manner of blood tests that tell us whether a person is more or less likely to get a heart attack or a stroke. The problem is the tests that we have are lousy. There's a PSA test, but the PSA can be high and you don't have prostate cancer. The PSA can be low and you do have prostate cancer. High PSAs lead to unnecessary biopsies. It's a big mess. It really is a mess. But a new test called the Galleri test has been hailed as a, quote, groundbreaking and potentially life-saving advance by its maker, a company called Grail. And it's, frankly, they're really taken off in terms of private equity and on the stock market. And they've also managed to convince the National Health Service, which, by the way, is continually strapped for funds, to run a 150 million pound trial. It's funded by Grail. Grail is underwriting it. But there's buy-in from the UK health authorities to test Grail using more than 100,000 people in England. But there's a lot of blowback this week because the British medical journal, BMJ, has received documents that have been leaked by a whistleblower that suggests that the trial is not suitable to justify a national screening test. And this is the problem with these cancer tests. They can be pretty accurate, but you don't want just pretty accurate for something as big a deal as cancer. You want real precision. So let's say it's 97% accurate, but it will miss 3% of cancers. That can be disastrous. And let's say it is 98% specific. In other words, 98% of the time it's right, but 2% of the time it says you have cancer when you have no cancer at all. And that could be catastrophic when you apply it to hundreds of thousands and millions of people. Lots of people will be convinced they have cancer. There'll be a wild goose chase looking for the cancers that they don't have. And this is really the challenge for tests like, or companies like Grail that make the Galleri test. We'll actually be doing a podcast on the subject of cancer detection with tests. Now, I'd like to see this work, but I have my concerns and my doubts. The other problem is, because we don't have reliable cures for every form of cancer, we have treatments for cancer that can delay the progression of cancer or that can even cure cancer. That's great. Catch it early, it's a fix. Catch it late, you can use medications to slow its progression, but ultimately people die anyway. The gold standard for this is, will it save lives? And according to some of the studies that were leaked to the BMJ, That is a controversial proposition. Now, it might make sense. Well, find cancer early. We'll fix it. Well, with present technology, we can't fix all cancers. And so, is it ready for prime time? Is this something worthy of tremendous amounts of investment, popularization, the use of this test as a general way to predict cancer? This is something that's being challenged by the recent revelations in the BMJ. So it'll be interesting how this turns out, because there's a lot at stake. There's this huge project going on at the NHS in the UK, and hopefully it'll vindicate the Galleri test, that the Galleri test will make sense. It'll actually potentially reduce healthcare costs. But it might do absolutely the reverse. It might cause healthcare costs to skyrocket because unnecessary cancer tests will be done on people where the test is actually wrong. And indicative of the potential for cancer, or perhaps showing up a cancer like a slow-growing prostate cancer in a man where watchful waiting is the right strategy rather than aggressive treatment. You know, that's a possibility too. Some cancers that are detected are the cancers that would kill you when you're 136. So it's immaterial whether they're detected or not. A lot of issues around this cancer screening, and we're going to tackle that in an upcoming podcast in September. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So write it down, and if a question comes up for you, maybe you've got a medical dilemma and you want to hear my take on it, call 877-726-8255 and record your question, and we'll field it on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. So, this new meme is that sitting is the new smoking. And it's kind of a complicated question. And, it gets me a little worried because I work out a lot. I'm very active physically. I cycle, I swim, I run, I go to the gym and do resistance exercises, I do floor exercises. And, I think physical fitness is really important. But I also sit an inordinate amount of time. So, for example, during this program, I'm sitting. And when I see patients, I'm sitting. And when I compile the information that's necessary for our newsletter and write our newsletter, I'm sitting. And then during my leisure, when I'm unwinding, watching a baseball game or watching something on Netflix, I'm sitting. So, you know, is this undermining my efforts to stay fit? Because there was, there actually have been some studies that suggest that physical activity did not improve the all-cause mortality risk of people, especially with diabetes, who are sitting for a significant portion of their day. Okay? So in other words, it's as if, you know, it's as if like you could be exercising like crazy, but you smoke a half a pack of cigarettes. That's still bad. And the exercise may somewhat mitigate it, but the overwhelming harmful effects of the smoking, you know, you can't run away from smoking. You also can't run away from an abysmal diet. An example of which was Jim Fix, the guy who really ignited the running revolution in the 1960s. He was a hero because he took up running and wrote all these books about running, how great running was. And all of a sudden, you know, everybody was jogging. And then he dropped dead in his 50s of a massive heart attack because he really didn't pay any attention to his diet. He just thought, well, my exercise exonerates my poor dietary habits. So anyway, this is a conundrum. And here's a study that addresses it. It turns out that meeting accepted physical activity guidelines may offset the increased likelihood of early death that affects people with type 2 diabetes who spend too much time sitting. So that's the good news. For people with diabetes who sit too much and do not get enough exercise, there's a 73% increased risk of early all-cause mortality. For people who engage in moderate to vigorous physical activity for at least 150 minutes each week, this increase in mortality is eliminated. Hooray! Now, this applies to people with diabetes. We can extrapolate to people who are normal, like yours truly. But they also say that diet and maintaining healthy blood sugar levels are also critically important measures for avoiding early deaths for people with diabetes. So, but the you know, dosage matters too. Moderate to vigorous physical activity for at least 150 minutes each week were required to offset the 73% increased risk of early all-cause mortality for people who sit too much, especially with diabetes. So, yes, the good news is that exercise helps to mitigate risk. This is an unusual story. It has to do with fireworks. And I recently went to a local baseball game. Baseball game was in Somerset County, New Jersey, and the local team, the Somerset Patriots, played a farm team for the Boston Red Sox. And it was, you know, it's great because it's like a family thing and the kids are there, there are activities for the kids, and it's kind of, it's less expensive, it's less hyped up than Major League Baseball, and it's kind of a community event. It's really nice on a summer's night to sit there. And then they had fireworks at the end of it. You know, that's really cool. We waited through the entire game just to watch the fireworks and topped off, you know, great evening. This headline, New York City's fireworks display prompts temporary surge of air pollution. Now, we spend too much time talking about reducing our carbon footprint, right? And we're not supposed to use gas stoves, or we're not supposed to use incinerators, we're not supposed to use fireplaces, we're not supposed to burn our garbage anymore, we're not supposed to have fire pits. And then along comes this fireworks display where they ignite all this stuff and big clouds of smoke, bright lights. And what they found is that it actually creates a lot of particulate matter. Tiny particles of hazardous metals and organic compounds after a New York City fireworks display. And New York City is like, it's like the mother of all fireworks displays, usually over the East River or the Hudson River. The levels of these compounds topped 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter at locations near the fireworks. They also not only affected the air quality, they affected the water quality. Okay, so researchers have shown that using rodent and human tissue, that lung exposures to such emissions can cause oxidation, a chemical process in the body that may damage or even kill cells if left unchecked. So, you know, what's next? A ban on fireworks? According to a spokesperson at NYU School of Medicine, while these findings may seem alarming, fireworks shows can still be enjoyed. But this guy suggests wearing an N95 or KN95 mask is a good way to avoid inhaling smoke when standing near a display, especially for children and for those with pre-existing heart and lung problems. So the next time, the next 4th of July, bring your N95 mask. Or, sit it out at home and in the air conditioning with the air filtration system on and avoid it altogether. Because it is, it's kind of hypocritical. It's like we're trying to avoid air pollution. We're deliberately putting metal particles and organic compounds into the air with these bright displays of fireworks. That's how they work. All right. I just want to mention that we've got a campaign going on. I'm president of the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. The Alliance for Natural Health stands as a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. Big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government, to all the biggies, protect a broken status quo and try to eliminate your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you. I became a board member of ANH 20 years ago because it mirrored my personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices. Now I'm medical director and president. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH. Find out about it because you should become a member. If you see fit, contribute. If you've been the beneficiary of intelligent medicine or natural care, be generous. I'll be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. And so thus concludes another episode of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. Go to drhoffman.com for all things related to Intelligent Medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcast, follow us on social media. We're on X and we're on Facebook. And have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.